Hey everyone, Ben Walters here. Welcome back to Customer Tech Talks. Today I'm joined by Oriflame, a global company who are focused on selling beauty products available in over 60 countries worldwide. But before we jump into the interview, let's take a look at the video.
Oriflame is a social selling beauty company with a diverse portfolio of Swedish, nature-inspired, innovative beauty and wellness products. Oriflame operates in over 60 countries across the whole world. We have markets in Latin America, Europe, Africa, CIS, South and Southeast Asia. Oriflame sells products in 3-week or 1-month catalogs. The start and the end of the catalog is linked with higher load on our systems. There might be peaks which are 10 times higher than standard day. Cloud was natural choice for our case. We have decided for Azure because of its global footprint, which is still growing, and because we have experience with other Microsoft products. For example, our main development platform is .NET.
So I'm joined today by Jakob Ferenc from Oriflame, who's a principal architect. Jakob, great to have you with us.
I'm happy to be here.
Now, Oriflame's been around for over 50 years selling beauty products around the world. I can imagine that you had a pretty big shift from being on-premises to the cloud. Can you share with everyone how you started that cloud journey and how that migration went?
Yes, that's right. Back before 2014, we had everything in our on-premise environment. So, but in 2014, we started to work on a new platform written in .NET, which was aimed to run in Azure. At the time, it was just running on infrastructure as a service with SQL Azure in background, Redis, and storage for the other assets. So let's quick look at the solution. Here you can see our UK website, which is actually hosted from the European data center. It enables our customers to select the product they really need. It's not just a standard eShop that which provides you like browsing through the products, but it also gives you the information how to use these products and what are the best products for you. Oriflame also focuses on the sustainability and the connection with the nature. For our customers, they can continue to their section for authenticated, where they can do their business. In UK is just one of our countries. There are also other sites like Indonesia, which is served from Asia region. And you can see that the website is quite similar, just with the content which is relevant to Indonesia. And this very same case is for Mexico, with the content relevant to Mexico running in US Azure data region.
That's great. So really, you've got a global reach with this site and very much targeted content based on that region, which is really, really impressive. Now, when you migrated this, you said you kind of migrated this as one big application, but you know, the idea of the cloud and the way we do things in Azure has changed since 2014 pretty drastically. Can you talk a little bit about how the application has evolved and how you've maybe changed your approach with the way you're hosting this in Azure now?
That was quite challenging. 7 years, the number of requests which were coming to our e-commerce platform was growing, and we had to add additional resources. So the teams around the solution grew, and the solution itself grew as well. And then we recognized that it's very hard to maintain the solution, to monitor, to run, to develop. And therefore, we decided that we have to do some change, and the microservices was the quite obvious way. It was quite convenient that at that time when we were starting to think about it, in Azure, there was a new service introduced called Azure Kubernetes Service, and also other messaging services, which are key point of our infrastructure. Those are Azure Event Hub and Service Bus. So we actually developed event-driven microservice architecture, which connects also to this monolithic application, but we are trying not to let the monolithic application grow and rather let the microservice ecosystem to grow, because it's easy to develop, it's better, it scales better, it's definitely modern way how to write the software.
That's great, and really great to see the way you've kind of evolved the application over time as well, because it is, You know, you can take an application that was developed for on-premises and move it to the cloud and actually gain no real performance increase given the fact that it was still developed for a different set of architecture. So really great to see the way you've kind of worked with that and continued to evolve over time with those microservices. Now, I'm guessing, and I assume with every journey and every migration of the cloud, there are some challenges you faced or moments you had to work through during that process. Can you share with the viewers how you dealt with those challenges or what some of those challenges were?
Yeah, definitely. We really like on Azure and generally on the cloud, its scalability. And this was actually the reason why we went to the cloud, because we need the system to scale based on our needs. And we sell the products in periods, and those periods are started and ended with peaks. So we need to adapt. We started with scaling, and when you want to scale the monolithic application, you have to be careful. You have to scale in advance because the application itself starts quite slowly and it takes time than it's available for the requests. We are lucky. We know where our peaks are coming, so we can do it on schedule. But from time to time, there is some unexpected peaks, and those are hard times for us. By changing to the microservice architecture, we are more agile and more flexible, so we can scale using the auto scale. So we don't need to know about the peak is coming. But still, there are some challenges because we don't scale just the application. We have to scale also the background services, the databases. When you design the architecture, you have to think about each piece of the architecture to be sure that everything is scaled, not just one part. And if the database scales 1 hour, then you have to think about it also during the design, because it won't work if just the application would scale without the database. The other challenge we still have is related to general governance, the resource governance, because when we started in 2014, we used this classic portal with the classic resources, just 2 subscriptions, and then it grew. We added more markets, new services, then ARM-based architecture came, and we had to move the resources from one system to another, then the resource groups, and then all of this stuff started to be quite difficult to manage. And this is something we have to really focus on and think about the subscription granularity, about the management groups, about the cost management. That was something that would really help us when there were budgets on the resource group introduced. It helps the responsible person for the resource group to follow their budgets, and also like budget owners to validate that everything is as it was expected. So general resource governance is something which is quite challenging during the time, during those 7 years as we grew, and also as Azure was changing during that time.
Gotcha. And so, you know, thinking about those challenges that you've had, be that through your scaling approach and how you deal with those peaks and troughs in load, and also how you dealt with resource governance, what are some of the lessons that you would share with other people who are looking to create, either to, you know, migrate their on-premise application or move to that microservices architecture, and things you tell them to think about before they started?
Yeah, and I would start with the fact that we in Oriflame really like managed services, because managed services really speed up the project setup. You don't have to take care about the infrastructure setup, and you just go ahead and you can have very, very, in very fast way working. And this is the way how we started with Cosmos. We really like Cosmos DB. We started in very early stages because this was something we missed. We missed NoSQL database, managed NoSQL database in Azure. And we hop in, I would say, really in early stages and get into the production really fast. And then we realized that we were probably too fast, and we started to struggle with the data model setup and the amount of the data and the structure. And then we start to think about the collection granularity. Shall we use one or multiple? And then when we solve the collection granularity, we come back to the partition key choice. And we had actually the situation when we realized that we have chosen wrong partition key, and you can't change partition key on existing collection. That was the time when we had to migrate all the data to a new collection. And you can imagine that that is not easy task if you have 24/7 system and you have to do it on the fly. Our experience is you have to really understand the service from the broad picture and not to avoid this kind of mis setup. But on the other hand, we still believe that CosmosDB is a cool product. We really like this multi-region deployment, especially when you have multi-master that you can write in two regions simultaneously. This is something where we see big potential.
Jakob, thank you again for joining us. Some really, really great lessons there, both around resource management and also CosmosDB, and making sure you plan ahead so you don't get kind of stuck with those set in stone decisions you make at the start of your progress there. Of course, if you want to learn more about Auriflame or microservices or getting started with CosmosDB, you can check the links on screen now. And of course, if you want to join us on Customer Tech Talks and share your story, you can also follow the links on screen to go and submit your story. Once again, thank you for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you on the next Customer Tech Talks.